This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to address PM Swanidhi beneficiaries at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi in a short while from now. During the program, the Prime Minister will distribute loans to 1 lakh street vendors under the scheme, including 5,000 vendors from Delhi. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of two additional corridors of Delhi Metro's Phase 4. These corridors will be the Lajpat Nagar to Saket G Block corridor and Inderlok to Indraprastha corridor, with a combined length of over 20 kilometres. The proposed corridors are expected to improve connectivity and reduce traffic congestion. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobgay, arrived in New Delhi today on a 5-day visit to India. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. Union Minister Ashwini Kumar Chaube received him at Delhi Airport. External Affairs Ministry said during the visit, the Prime Minister of Bhutan will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Shering Tobgay will also visit Mumbai. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Employment, and senior officials from the Government of Bhutan will accompany Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobgay. The Ministry said India and Bhutan enjoy exemplary ties of friendship and cooperation based on trust, goodwill and mutual understanding at all levels. The visit of the Prime Minister of Bhutan will provide an opportunity for the two sides to review the progress in our unique partnership and to discuss ways and means to expand the enduring ties of friendship and cooperation between India and Bhutan. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated that Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, is a law to provide citizenship rights and it will not snatch away citizenship from anyone. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Shah said CAA will provide rights and citizenship to Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, Sikhs, Christians and Parsi refugees from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has blocked 18 OTT platforms for obscene and vulgar content. This includes Dreams Films, Hunters, Hot Shots VIP, Prime Play and Uncut Adda. 19 websites, 10 apps and 57 social media accounts associated with these platforms have been disabled for public access in India. The decision was taken under the provisions of the Information Technology Act 2000 in consultation with other ministries and domain experts specializing in media and entertainment, women's rights and child rights. Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today said the northeastern states have received long overdue attention from Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many first remarkables have happened in this region during the last 10 years. During her keynote address at IIT Guwahati as part of Viksit Bharat Ambassador Campus Dialogue, she said the Prime Minister prioritized the development of the northeastern states and the Union Council of Ministers visited this region 850 times during the last 10 years. Ms. Sitharaman said the Northeast has the potential for growth and youths of the region are enthusiastic and energetic. India's wholesale price index, WPI-based inflation, moderated to a four-month low of 0.20% in February 2024 annually. This is compared to 0.27% in January this year. According to provisional data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, food inflation increased marginally to 6.95% in February from 6.85% in January. Inflation in vegetables was 19.78% compared to 19.71% in January. The WPI inflation in pulses was 18.48% in February, up from 16.06% in January. In All England Open Badminton Championships women's singles pre-quarterfinal match, star Indian shuttler PV Sindhu lost to An Se-young of South Korea at the Utilita Arena in Birmingham today. South Korea's An Se-young won 21-19, 21-11. And with that, we end this news bulletin.